Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior at the St. Michael's Priory, Blackfriars, in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled Softness of Heart.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it against the law for a man to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" "Moses allowed us," they said, "to draw up a writ of dismissal and so to divorce." And Jesus said to them, "It was because you were so unteachable that he wrote this commandment for you. From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. This is why a man must leave father and mother, and the two become one body. They're no longer two, therefore, but one body. So then, what God has united, man must not divide." Back in the house, the disciples questioned him again about this, and he said to them, "The man who divorces his wife and marries another is guilty of adultery against her. If a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she is guilty of adultery too." People were bringing little children to him for him to touch them. The disciples turned them away, but when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For if it is such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. I tell you solemnly, anyone who does not welcome the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Then he put his arms round them, laid his hands on them, and gave them his blessing. The Gospel of the Lord. Many years ago, I was privileged to attend a showing of the film by the Russian director Andrei Tarkovsky called Stalker. It was being shown in Glasgow, and the director was allowed to speak afterwards in the presence of his translator and his Soviet minder. This was during the days of the Soviet Union. The film was very obviously affected by Christian beliefs. And in fact, after a man started shouting at him indignantly, Tarkovsky openly proclaimed his Christianity. In the film, I won't describe it, it's a rather complex, strange film. There's a character called Stalker, that's what the film's named after, and he makes a little speech at one point, a monologue about weakness and flesh. Can't remember the exact words, it's in Russian anyway, so I'd have to rely on translators. But basically he says, "We're born weak and soft, and then we grow old, become hard and strong, but that is death. Says the tree is alive when it's soft, but when it dies it is withered and hard. And therefore the true strength really is in weakness, is in being the flesh." The writer was probably thinking of Jeremiah the prophet, where God says, "I will take away your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." And in this gospel, that's actually what Christ is saying when he says, "It was because you were so unteachable that he wrote this commandment for you." He actually says, "As regards your hardness of heart," one word. Sclerocardia, in one word, meaning hard-heartedness. And also, unlike the translation, Christ doesn't say that you become one body, but rather one flesh. There's something about softness, about the softness of the flesh, that enables us to reach out to each other, as opposed to the hardness of the life we have, our human life. Being soft is strong. I quite openly would say that women are stronger than men because they are softer. Of course, as little boys, we think soft is a term of abuse. And sometimes we never grow out of that. But we do have hardness too. We are bone and flesh, as Adam says. This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Life is a struggle and we do have to be strong. In the end, it's the softness of life that enables us to be what we are to be. The hardness does not connect, the hardness does not shape itself around other things, but soft flesh becomes one. Become one flesh. Flesh, of course, is not the spirit. We become one flesh, man and woman, because we have needs that we complete, because we ourselves are made for the survival of the human race. It's really about death. Human beings are mortal, like all animals. Being mortal, we have to survive as a species, not as individuals, by procreation. And therefore, we are attracted to each other, and specifically, we are made men and women. That's to do with death. That's logic tells us that. Actually, the story of Adam and Eve tells us something else. It also tells us that we are to do what we can to be one. We're all called to be one in the spirit, not the flesh. But through the flesh, through the weakness of our hearts, through the softness of our lives, we receive that spirit, and that spirit itself takes our flesh. It doesn't make it hard, doesn't make it unfeeling, uncaring, doesn't make it tough. Although we may have to be strong at times, we may have to be detached, we have to do things to each other which are harsh for the sake of the good of the humanity that we live in. The spirit is more concerned with softness. Against Christ there is great hardness, great rigidity, stone-like people. Not just the Pharisees, but even the apostles who don't want to have anything to do with the children. But Christ himself grows weaker as he makes his way to Jerusalem. He grows softer. He grows more vulnerable. And in so doing, he shows the true strength of the soft, tender heart. With the beautiful phrase in Dante in the Purgatory, where he talks of the morning bell awakening nostalgia in the sailor far from home. He says, "Intenerisce il cuore," it makes the heart tender. And Christ on the cross is the most tender person there's ever been. The great pain and great weakness, great suffering. And yet, not so much close to death as close to life. Death itself is just a stage in that way to life. That's why the church says that the joining of the flesh between a man and woman is a great symbol of the joining of Christ, the Father, Son, who is God, in his humanity, in his flesh, with all of us. There is a great marriage which is to come. And the resurrection will not be the end of the flesh, it will not be the end of our human life. We aren't meant to be just spirits. God has created these tender, weak human beings that we are. So weak, at times so very weak, so vulnerable, so easily hurt, and so limited in our time on earth, but when we rise again, we will live forever still in the flesh. We'll be beyond pain, we won't hurt. But there is joy in the flesh, there is warmth, there is care, there is an embracing of each other, what we believe in. So consider the words of the stalker in the film. Enough with hardness, enough with strength in the human sense. Be as we are to be, tender, weak, open to each other. And most of all, one flesh, one spirit in Christ.